The Gemara continues on Daf Samach Amid Beis. The last line of the Gemara, Daf Samach Amid Aleph, we said the whole story with the sandal Hamasumar, the sandal with the nails, the spikes on the bottom of it, the Maisa Shahoya, that numerous people were killed tragically because of the stampede. So the Gemara says, and that's what they said, on Shabbos, you can't wear the sandal Hamasumar. Now that's questionable. Does that mean you can't wear it outside as Hoitza, or Be'etzim you can't wear it, because the Chorya, the Takola that took place was a terrible tragedy that people stares the Simcha Shabbos. So the whole Shabbos you can't wear it, even inside. We'll see in the Gemara soon in the Rishonim. But the Kabbalah of the Gemara is a question, the last line of Samach, so Ebezoi, beyond of Lishteri, since we said the mice took place on Shabbos, and that's why in the weekday we didn't answer it. So beyond of Lishteri, Alomatnan, Zoktav Gemara Dav Samachom and Beis, we learned clearly in the Mishnah and Beya, Mishalchin Kelim beyond of Bein Tfugin, Mishenin Tfugin, Avaloit Sanlam Asumer. You're not allowed to send someone to Sanlam Asumer because there is no use for it on Yontif. Vilaminal Shenin Tofur. So, answer the Gemara, B'Shabbos, my time, Edik Knufia. The reason why we ask it on Shabbos, because it's the time that people gather. So that's just like what took place, K'mayis HaShoya. So, B'Yontav, Namik Knufia, people also gather in the shuls. So, Yontav is similar to Shabbos. Fagmol, Tainis Tzibar, Ike Knufia, and the Tainis Tzibar, people gather too. So maybe say, you're not aware of Salam Asuma, the Tainis Tzibar. Zog the Gemara, Tainis Tzibar, Ike Knufia, Litzer. Zog Gemara, Maisa, Kehava, B'Knufia, the Yisura. Hocha Knufia, the Teira. The gathering took place on a Shabbos, which is a Knufia di Yisu, which is an Issa Malacha. And likewise, Yontav is an Issa Malacha. Mashenke in Tanis Tibur, there's no Issa Malacha. It's Knufia de Teira. So over there, it's not similar to the Maisa Shoyo. Va'afilu b'chanina ben Akiva that says it has to be specifically like the Maisa Shoyo. The Omale Osrela Biyadin of Esvino Kamais Shoyo, when it came to the story of Efer Pora Aduma, they transferred it in a Svina, and it went over the Yarden, and they found a chaticha of kezayis of a mace on the bottom of the svina. So they said, from now on, no more transferring Efer Pora Aduma in the Yarden in the svina. So Reb Chanina ben Akiva said, specifically in the Yarden in the svina. But if it's a different type of boat, or if it's not the Yarden, then you're allowed to transfer. It has to be similar. So Ebe Zoy, how did they ask the Yontif? Yontif is not similar to Kamaisa Shoyo. So Gemara says, no. Even according to Chanina ben Akiva that says, they asked it specifically as was, Dr. Gemara, Hani Mili Yadin, the Shani Mishan Horus. That's because the Yadin is different than other Nahoris. So, Rashi, Beroichav, or Beoimek, it's either wider or deeper. So, over there, we said specifically, we asked it as the Maisa took place, to the T, Yadin and Svina. Aber Yontav Shabbos, Ki Adorin, Inu, Yontav Shabbos is the exact same thing. The Tanan, Eme Yontav Shabbos, El Oichal Nefesh Bavad, the whole difference is only Oichal Nefesh. So, Be'etzim, when they asked Shabbos, because Maisa Shahoyo, Huadin is included in that Yontav, which is like the Maisa Shahoyo. Aye. Yontav is not like Shabbos. The difference is only Oichal Nefesh. So, Tesis, the fact that we find Mitoich, that's all based on the Yisoid of Oichal Nefesh. So, the only difference is one fundamental difference. Oichal Nefesh Bavad. But Shabbos and Yontav is Ki Adorin, Inu, so it's Kamaisa Shahoyo. Like Tosfos says in Amud Aleph, this is the reason why they asked it, because it stares this the Oinik Shabbos V'Yontif. People that are reminded with seeing such a sandal on Shabbos and Yontif, it stares their Shabbos V'Yontif because of the tragedy that took place earlier. And even to use this sandal Letzarech Gufoy for something else, to cover a barrel or for something else, it would still not be considered Simchas Yontif, because usually, Taka say it's Nichla on Simchas Yontif if you have a Tzarech Gufoy. But since over here it was a Takola that Bal Yodoy, there is no Simchas Yontif in that sandal Mesumer Be'etzim. This is where we got up to, Daf Samach Amud Beis, 10 lines from the top. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Loi Shonu, this thing that we said, they not allowed to wear a sandal Mesumer on Shabbos, is Elo Lechazik. That's only when those spikes, those nails that are mesumer, are there in order to be mechazik the soul. Then it's similar to the ma'aseh shoyo, the sandal mesumer. Aval noy, but if the spikes are there only for noy, only to beautify the shoe, it's not similar to the ma'aseh shoyo where it was lechazik the soul. It was a different type of shoe. So then it's mutter. So then it's not like ma'aseh shoyo. And the whole vart is it has to be similar to ma'aseh shoyo. That would not be considered me'ena ma'ira. Zog du mora. The kama, lenoi, and how many spikes, how many nails is considered lenoi that it's muta? Zog d'gmora, machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan omar, chomesh, bezeh, v'chomesh, bezeh. It's five on each sandal. Five spikes. Rabbi Chanina omar, sheva bezeh, v'sheva bezeh. It's seven on each sandal. Now the Sfasemis explains, and he says, if it's more than that minyan, even if it's the Illinois, it's the Maisa reminded of the Maisa Shahoya. So Mela, it looks like it's Lechazik. Einichanami, when it's Lechazik, that's the Maisa Shahoya. And when it's Lenoi, it's Mutter. And the Machloek is if Lenoi is 5 or 7. Zoktach Sam Seifa, each mandome, if it's more than that number, if it's 6 or if it's 8, so even though it's Lenoi and it's 8, Lemais, it looks like it's Lechazik, it looks like Maisa Shahoya, so Mela, it's Be'etzimot, Osa. Zoktach Gemara, Omele Reb Yechlon, Rav Shoma Barabo. As Breloch, I'll explain you the Cheshbon of 5 and the Cheshbon of 7. Lididi, according to me, that it's 5. So it's Shtayim Ikan, it's 2 on one side of the soul, on the right side, Vishtayim Ikan and 2 on the inside, Vachas Betalsi Yosov, and 1 that's connecting the Ritzuas, the straps, with the soul. So that's how you have the number of 5. That's 5 of those spikes. The Reb Chanina that says that it's 7, Sholosh Mikan 3 on one side, Sholosh Mikan 3 on the other side, the outside of the shoe and the inside of the shoe, meaning towards the inside facing the other shoe and towards the outside of the sole, meaning to the right and to the left. The Achaz Betatsi Yosef and 1 connecting the straps, so that comes out to 3 plus 3 plus 1 is 7. Zogdu Mother Meisvei Sandal Hanoito. If you have the sole not being straight, it's slanty. It's higher on one side and the other side it's lower. So it's since it's not straight, one side is thick, one side is thin, so you're walking on a slant. So oisaloi sheva. You place 7 nails in order to straighten it out. Divigam nosin. You're allowed to place 7 nails over there in order to straighten it out. Rabbi Matir Beshloshesay. Rabbi says you can even have 30 nails in order to straighten out and to make it even that it shouldn't be on a slant. So Zakma Bishlam Reb Chanina that says that the Cheshbon of Noi is called 7. So he took the number 7 from Reb Nosson. Zakma Huda Omek Reb Nosson. So Be'etzim, that's the Makar of 7. El Reb Yochanan that says the number is 5. The Omek Kaman, it's like neither. It's not like the number of 7 of Reb Nosson. It's not like 13 by Sandal Hanoita. And we're comparing right now Sandal Hanoita to the case that it should be Lanoi. Zakma Huda Omek Reb Reb Nehoi, he when he said 5, he held like the shit of Reb Nehoi. The Tanya Reb Nehoi, Omer, Chomish Mutter, Sheva Oser. So Reb Nehoi clearly says that 5 is Mutter, and 5 is Taka what was Mutter, and that's not Kamaz Shoyo, and that's Lenoi. And by the San Lanoita, the same thing, 5 is Mutter and not 7.
Zog the Gemara Omale, Eifo, the Rabbi Barav Chana, Eifo told Rabbi Barav Chana, Atun, Tamid Rabbi Yochanan, you are Tamid of Rabbi Yochanan, so Aviduk Rabbi Yochanan. So you have to follow Rabbi Yochanan. And it says that 5 is Mutter, only 5 is considered Noi. Anon, we are Talmidim of Reb Chanina, so Anon, Navid Reb Chanina. We follow Reb Chanina and we do 7. 7 is considered Noi, and it's Mutter to have 7, and it's not like Maisa that took place, and that's not considered Sanlam Suma.
The Ben Hanan over here explains, and he says, Reb Chanina omar gimel mikan v'gimel mikan v'ech betas Yosef uk Reb Chanina kaimelon. We pass like Reb Chanina, so he held be'etzim that locha is 7. The Rabbi Yochanan legab Reb Chanina talmid hu. Rabbi Yochanan was a talmid of Reb Chanina, so mainly you have to follow Reb Chanina. He told him, you follow Rabbi Yochanan. V'hod omalei eifo l'rabba b'chana atun talmid Rabbi Yochanan avidik Rabbi Yochanan la'mishun that locha Reb Yochanan. That locha is not like Reb Yochanan. That locha is like Reb Chanina at 7. It's only because Asrei the Rabbi Yochanan, but not that the halacha is like him. If he was telling him you follow Rabbi Yochanan, because in the place that you are, it's Asrei Rabbi Yochanan, they were noig Issa for more than 5. But really, the halacha is taka 7. Udvorim talking vacherim nogaben Issa. You can't matter something that acherim nogaben Issa. So mainly, he told them to follow the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Reb Chanina was the Rebbe of Reb Yechron, and the halacha is like Reb Chanina.
Zog the Gemara boy, minei Rav Huna mirav Ashi, chomesh mahu. What's the halacha when it comes to 5 nails, 5 masmerim on the bottom of the sandal? Omalei, afilu sheva mutter. We just passed like Reb Chanina, that even 7 is mutter. So what's the question about 5? Zog the Gemara, teisha mai. What about 9? Omalei, afilu shmoina osa. We passed like Reb Chanina. 7 is mutter. Anything more than 7 is osa. So what are you asking me? 9. Even 8 is osa. So 5 is avada mutter, because even 7 is mutter, even 6 is mutter, up to 7. And 9 avada is osa, even 8 is osa. Now this is talking about a sandal that it shouldn't be a mesumah, it should be noi. The Gemara before that said sandal hanoita is mutter until Rebbe says shloishesrei. That's taka sandal hanoita. It's taka going to be different. The Gemara is going to differentiate soon between sandal hanoita and sandal hanoi. Noita is a different din. That's because it's slanty. So you can have up to 13 to straighten it out, to straighten the sole, to make it even from both sides. There was a sandler that asked Rabbi Ami, "Tof Rami bifnim," meaning, let's say you place a piece of leather inside the sandal amesumer and you sew over the nails. Mahu, are you allowed to wear that or not? Omalei muta, because since the ma'aser they only answered k'ma'aser shayo, this is not a sandal amesumer. Zogmo v'lo yada my timer. I don't know the reason why it's muta. Om Rav Ashi v'lo yada my timer. It's poshut why it's muta. Kevin etofu mi bifnim havele minol. It's not a sandal. It's a minol. The sandal goes to be rabbonon. The minol goes to be rabbonon. It's not me'ein ha'me'ura. Once it turns into a minol, it has a leather sole on top of that. So it's a minol. It's not a sandal. Zog the Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Aleph. Our sandal amesumer is not k'me'ein ha'me'ura either. So even though we might be noyig issa, but midina it's lemaisa muta, because it's not kamaisa shahoya, it's once it's not the same, so then it's muta. Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef, brings the kolboy, and he says that since our mesumer is lechazek and it's not noy, so mele it's taka osa, because it's kosher lechazek, it's like the maisa shahoya, so lemaisa, that's what we're noyig issa. Zog de gemara, boy mine rab abba ba zavde mi rab abba ba avino, asoyik min kalbus, if you made the nail like a kalbus, a kalbus means you, instead of the spike coming out from the bottom of the sole, you hook it back into the sole. So it's like a bow. It flips back into the sole. So it's not sticking out like a regular masmer. Mahu. Zog de gemara omale mutter. That's mutter. That's not kamaisa shoyer. That's not meina meure. Zog de gemara itmanami om rabbi Yosef b'chanina. Also kamin kalbus, it's mutter. Zog de gemara om rav sheshes. Chipou kulu b'masmeros. Let's say you covered the whole soul all with masmeros. Why? Kedei sheloite kaka echalto. You want the soul to be not leather soled. You want it to be tapped, metal soled. So you put nails all around it, all over the soul. So it's not pshat. It's a sandal mesumer. It's a type of soul that you don't want the kaka echalto. You want it to be that it shouldn't get rotten, so it should stay longer. So it's not me'ena me'oira. It's not me'ena me'oridik. It's a different reason. So zog de gemara, chipou kulo b'masmeres k'dei shleite kaka oichaltoi is muta. That's not ke'ena me'oira. Zog de gemara, tanya kavosid rav sheishes. We learned similar to this din, that not like this me'ena me'oira, it's muta. Lo yeitzeo ish b'san la'mesumer. A man is not go nushus ram is san la'mesumer. V'lo yitayel mi bayis la'bayis in ala go. In the same chotzer, even mi bayis labayis. Va'afilu mi mita lamita, even in his own home. He can't go from one bedroom to another bedroom. So we see clearly that the sandal mesumer is not just a hoitzah dikadin. Till now we're discussing all gebam ish yoitza, mish yoitza, tachshit masu malbush, hoitzah, shemayavid al vamishus rabin. Here we're saying the sandal mesumer was a maisa shahoya dikadisa. So there was a gzeri they made not to have it in your home either. Because we don't want you wearing this on Shabbos and Yontif. Because it's takes away the onik Shabbos and Yontif. So that's even in your own home, in your living room, you can't have it. So I feel him mita lamita, Yitaka says. However, but it's not be'etzem mukta. That means you're allowed to use it as a kli to cover a utensil. Like any kli shem lachta le'issa, which is muta le'tzach guf v'tzach mekoymoy. V'rabbe Lozer b'reb Shimon oisa. He says no. That even tzach guf v'tzach mekoymoy is osa, either because you might come to wear it, or like Tosfos Noman Aleph said, because that's gufa gonna stare the oinig yontif. The fact that you're using it, that's not simchas yontif, even tzach gufay. It's gonna stare you, simchas yontif. You're reminded of the tragedy of the stampede. Zog di gemara, noshru roiv mas meroisov. If let's say most of the nails fell off, v'nishtaya ba'arboi chomesh, and four or five remained, stayed in there, so it's muta. V'rebi mater ad sheva. Rebbe's mater, as long as you have seven nails that are left. Chipou ba'or milamato, the cover of masmeres milamalo. If you have an or that covers it, so then it's vayta muta. Because then it's again, it's not like me'ena me'oira. Also, k'min kalbus. Kalbus, we said that you flip the nail and it hooks back in. It's like bent over, so it's bent back into the sole. So it's also not me'ena me'oira. Or k'min tas,
or you have a tas, it's totally flat, covered with nails, oy kamin yased, or a tas, or yater, it's like a hook, oy shechepeh kulu b'masmeros, or it's totally covered in masmeros, kadesh le tekako echaltoy, all these things, it's mutter. So we see clearly that what? That it's mutter when it's not me'ena me'oira. These are all the v'necha timtzes of not me'ena me'oira. Like Rav Sheshet said before, when you mechepeh yo kuloy b'masmeros, it's taka mutter. Now the Gemara says this is a raya Tanya Kavosei to Rav Sheshet. The etzim, it's also Tanya Kavosei to the previous Gemara, the Gemara that we had that Kamin Kalbus it's mutter when it's bent. The Mishash has discussion, but the Gemara over here says Tanya Kavosei to Rav Sheshet. Zok the Gemara Hagufa Kasha, and the etzim brayse is it's shver. Amrit we said Noshu Roiv Mas Meroisov. If most of them are removed, then it's mutter. Is mashma that what? Afagav, the nishtar betuva. Even there's a lot of nails left over, as long as mute is left over, then it's mutter. As long as it's not like it was originally, it's roiva on nashu, it's mutter. Even as long as it's mute, even if it's a lot left over. But Haratani, then it says, the only way it's mutter is abar chomesh in, only if it's four or five left over. But more than that, not. Tvei loy. And here we're saying, if the majority were removed, even if there's many left over, it's mutter. And here we're saying it's only four or five left over is mutter. And not more than that. Zok d'morom Rav Sheshet loy kasha. Kan shenigmemu, kan shenekru. There's a fundamental difference. How those nails were removed. Meaning, when we said in the Reisha, by noshru roiv, even though there's many left over, is talking about that it wasn't uprooted, it was nigmamu, it was cut off. So you still can see remnants of the original nail, so memela, we see that it's not me'ein ha'me'ur anymore, because it's nikah derishumoy, so it's not me'ein ha'me'ur. Masha'en ken kan, when it's nekru, when it's totally taken out, so then it's not nikah that there were more originally. So memela, then it's taka osa. So that's how Rashi explains in one pshat. Then Rashi brings another pshat, punkt vakert. And that's how the other Rishonim explain also. That by nekru roiv, when most of them were totally removed, that's the ratio, when it's totally removed, so then it's mutter, even though it's a shtayr harbe. Why? Because then it's not like it was. But if it's nigmamu, if it's only cut, so then it's still bishumar nika, so that's not totally removed, so then it's like the original isser. You still see the original isser. Then it's only mutter, but if it's more than that, since it's Rishume Nikah, so it looks like the original Mein HaMa'ira, so then it's Taka Osa. Because then you still see the remnants of the original Sanlam Sumer, which is Mein HaMa'ira.
Zog the Gemara, Arboi Chomish Mutter, four or five it's Mutter. Hashta Chomish Shori Abba Miboya. After you tell me that five left over it's Mutter, you need to tell me four left over it's Mutter? Versteht sich it's Mutter. Omer Av Chizda, the Bryce is referring to Arba b'sandal misandal cotton, four left over when it was a sandal cotton mitchila, and chomesh is talking about misandal golul when it was the shtag of a misandal golul. So proportionally, it's taka four or five depending on the original size of the sandal. So lemaisa, the etzem din of sandal mesuma we said before in the brayse afilu mimita lemita. The Rambam in Perek Yutes Halacha Beis says clearly that ein yoitz misandal mesuma. There's isse hoitzah. And that's a tmiya that others have on the Rambam, Teis Yontov, in Beya, as a kash on the Rambam, that why is he only talking about Issa Hoitzah? L'chayit is an Issa Ne'ilah. What's up is Issa Hoitzah? We said it's an Issa Ne'ilah to wear it because of the Maisa Shahoya. So that's the question, Taka, what's the Issa that they were goyza? Is it an Issa Hoitzah only, or is it Be'etzem an Issa Ne'ilah? Now, this din of Nishtairu is not the same din of Lanoi. Lanoi, we said that it's mutter five, it's mutter seven. That's specifically three on one side, three on the other side, two on one side, two on the other side, one by the Ritzuos. That was a specific way. You can't have seven on one side. You can't have five on one side. Over here, it's a different din. Over here, it's a din of Nishtairu. Over here, it's Takam done mitchila lechizuk. It wasn't done lenoi. But it's mutter, even though it was Nishtairu on one side, and even though originally it was lechizuk, because and it's not lenoi like it's by the case before, but it's mutter because it's not like sandal mesuma. But it's not because it's not like sandal mesuma because it's lenoi. Lo'olam was done lechizik, but it was nishtairu, so then it's not ke'en ha'me'ura because of what's left today. So it's nikah, then it's not le'en ha'me'ura. But it doesn't have to be, like we said by noi,
three on one side, three on the other side. It could be the Arba v'Chomesh even on one side altogether. I zog zok this vasemis.
Zog the Gemara for Rebbe Matir at Sheva by Noshku Roy Mas Meroysov. Rebbe's Matir until seven. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rebbe Matir at Shloish say that was a brisa before by San Lanoita. When it's not even on the bottom of the soul, it's higher, more elevated. One side is thicker, one is thinner. So you're allowed to put 13 Mas Meroys. So the Gemara Noita Shiny. There's no shaykes to the din of Noita to San Lamesuma that Noshru Roy Mas Meroysov. Noita is a din Noita. Mashekin over here, it's Noshru. So Noshru, it's at Sheva, and Noita, you're allowed to place 13. Faket, by Noita, you need all 13 in order to straighten it out. It's not the Chazek, it's in order to be straighten it out. So then he's Taka allows the 13. Mashekin over here was done with Tchila Lechazek, so then he's not Matir when it's more than 7. Now that you're stelling a vek, that is then between noita and not noita. So the Rabbi Yochanan, nami loy kasha. We had a kasha before in Rabbi Yochanan that said that it's mutter to 5, and we asked, like whom is that? Bishlam Rabbi Chanina. It's like the brayis of noita by 7. L'chayer by noita, we don't find 5. We only find 7. So mele Rabbi Yochanan is nami loy kasha. It's not shver either, because when does Rabbi Yochanan say 5? That's over here. That's by San Lamasumer. Mashenke by Noita, he would say Taka, it's Taka Muta to 7. Noita is different. Noita is a different din. Noita is shiny. Rabbi Yechanan's din is a din of Noi. Noi is Muta 5. Mashenke Noita is a different din. Noita is Taka Muta more.
Zog the Gemara, Omer HaMasna, V'amil Omer HaAchdeva, Bar Masna, Omer HaMasna. Ein Halocha Kabbaloz B'Reb Shimon. The Halocha is not like Kabbaloz B'Reb Shimon. Kabbaloz B'Reb Shimon said before that it's also to carry it, tzarech gufo, tzarech mekoymoy, and Rashi says the reason is the dilma osalin ule. So you can't move it, tzarech gufo, tzarech mekoymoy, it's mukta. You can use it to cover something. So Rashi says because dilma osalin ule. Taisam before said because it stares the etzim gufo, simchas yontov, because you're not allowed to have this around, and carrying it is tzarech gufo be osa, it's not tzarech gufo because it stares simchas yontov. But look upon him, Rabbi Zohar Rabbi Shimon says it's osa, tzarech gufo, tzarech mekoymoy. Zog the Morgan, ain't Aloch Kablozer of Shimon. Pshita, the Chayr, it's Pasha that's Aloch Nalakim. Yochit Vagam Aloch Kabim. So what's a Chiddish? Chom argue. Maru Temim is Tavra Tim the Blozer of Shimon. Beho. You might think that maybe it's Mistaver that you shouldn't carry a taka. Either because you might wear it, because it's Shter Simchas Yontif. Komashlon and Aloch is Nalakim. And Tzach Gufa Tzach Mkoyim is Takamuta. Just to wear it is also, but Tzach Gufa to use for something else is Takamuta. Zog the Morgan, Omer Abchia. Ilav the Kogli Bavloi, Shari Isura. If they wouldn't call me, Reb Chia said, if they wouldn't have called me a name of Bavloi Shari Isura, they call me the Bavli, the Babylonian, that's Mati Isurim. So Sharina Beituva, I would allow even many more Masmerim, even many more nails than the number that we enumerated. Zogdimah v'kama, how many would he allow? Bepumadisa Amrin Esrin v'alba, 24 nails. Besura Amrin Esrin v'tarta, 22. Omer Avnach Bayitzchak b'simonech, to remember 22 or 24, the difference of 2, is at the osa. And from the time that the Bchia came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, mipumbedisa lesura, chosatarti. He lost 2 of those masmerim on the road. So he lost 2, so we see the difference of sura and pumbedisa. Pumbedisa, they said 24. Sura, they said 22, because he tackle lost 2 nails, 2 masmerim on his trek from pumbedisa to sura. So that's how you remember 24 or 22. So Rashi says, the sura choser, doima etzel doima. So doima etzel doima, the pshat is, because it's doima, the word choser is doima to the word sura. They both have a samach and a resh. So it's doima, that's how you know that sura is where it was choser. It was Chosatati when he came from Pumbedisa to Sura. That's how Rishash explains this, Rashi. Oh, we'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, Daf Samech Omid Beis.